But in 1968, I think it marked the year of having to take stock of completely that the classical agency was to be no more. Stravinsky, tragically, was too sick. I kept very close to him and accompanied his wife to his funeral in Venice and remained in close touch with her. But it was the end of an era that meant a lot to me in my life. And I looked again to America. Andy Williams had never been to England, and I was assured and realized that Andy Williams would be enormous if he came to England. I finally reached his manager on the phone and flew to Los Angeles, and I will never forget arriving at Los Angeles International Airport for the first time, being paged and being told that Andy's private jet was waiting for me, because by mistake he'd forgotten to tell me that he was playing Oakland that night. So I was whisked at 4 a.m. my time to Oakland, where he and Hank Mancini were doing, in a 50,000-seater Oakland Coliseum, 2 or 3 concerts, of which this was to be the first. And we flew back to Los Angeles in his little jet together and made the deal for his first appearances, which happened in April 1968 in England.
Don't cry because